This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Did you know 2/3 of all restaurants fail within their first 3 years of opening? Maybe one of the reasons is initial success leads to the siren call to expand, to grow, get too big. In fact, success in the food world seems to mean getting bigger and bigger, even if you want to stay small. Writer and Ann Arbor native Mickey Maynard wants to turn our attention to the other side of that story, the eateries that stay put and resist the siren song. Her new ebook is Hometown Holdouts, Business Lessons from Food Stars Loyal to Their Roots. Mickey Maynard joins us now via Skype. And Mickey, you made such an interesting point that even if a chef or owner wants to stay small, you're almost seen as not a success if you don't expand. Why is that?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of pressure within the food industry to grow. It's not really considered successful to just have one place. You want to have another one across town. You want to have another one in the city next door and go statewide and go region-wide and eventually go nationally. And I think part of the reason is that the restaurant business is just such a tough, competitive atmosphere. We hear all the time about favorite places that finally give up the ghost after 30 years or 40 years. And so a lot of folks see bigness or size as a protection against going under.
Give me the kind of the typical arc of the place that starts small, makes a splash, and then what happens when they get too big?
Well, it's interesting because Ari Weinzweig from Zingerman's is in the book. And one of the things he said was that it's like a rock band making their first album. That first album might have, you know, 10 years of work behind it. The second album only has a year of work behind it. So you have somebody that gets an idea, something that they believe in, breakfast, a great breakfast. And they go out, they get the capital, they find the staff, they create the menu, they open up. And the first thing that happens is people walk in, they love it and say, well, you should build one across town. And it simply is not that easy.
Your ebook profiles places that you call hometown holdouts. And one of the prime examples you just referenced is Zingerman's, which opened, hard to believe, 34 years ago in Ann Arbor in 1982. Spell out the ways for us that Zingerman's is such a good example of a hometown holdout that has endured and is also financially successful.
I travel a lot, and it's funny when I say that I'm Ann Arbor, it used to be that people would say, oh, the University of Michigan. And now a lot of food people say, oh, Zingerman's. So it's actually become kind of an ambassador for the city of Ann Arbor and for Michigan as a whole. So Zingerman's started out as a plan for a deli, and that was basically all they were for 10 years. And this is a place that's got a lot of strategy behind it. So 10 years in, they started to think about, where do we want to be? Do we want to get bigger? Do we want to be in Detroit? Do we want to go to Chicago? And they made a decision that no, they didn't. Then they decided, okay, what other businesses do we want to be in? That's when the Bakehouse, their bread company, was born. They've added catering. They have a very successful mail order company. They have events. They have a restaurant, a sit-down restaurant. They make cheese. They make coffee. It's fascinating, but it hasn't all happened like today, tomorrow, and the day after. It's been quite a long climb for them.
I'm interested in your thoughts on what would lead an owner of, say, a Zingerman's to say, you know what, we're staying right here versus, let's say, Hopcat, now grown to 11 locations, including Chicago and Louisville and Lexington. So really branching out from Detroit, from Michigan's west side. What do you think tips that decision one way or the other?
First of all, it's what the people at the top want to do. And there are some places that just want to stay family businesses. For example, Newski's, which makes ham and bacon and sausage, and they're based in Wisconsin. And they decided years ago that we're going to keep it a family company, we're going to keep it under our control, but we're going to sell our products nationally. And you can do that now. It's even easier than it used to be, thanks to the internet, thanks to food television, and thanks to the fact that foodies, people who love to eat, are so enthusiastic, and they're always sharing their reviews on the web. So someone like Hopcat obviously has a formula that they think can be replicated. And the trick for them is going to be making sure the markets where they go accept their product, and B, even more important, finding the right management and the right staff that can talk about the product and convince people, you know, to come in.
And as you point out, the characteristics that are important, quality has to be good across the board, whether you're staying hometown or you are expanding out. If people expect a certain level, you better be able to find it no matter where you go.
That's right. That whole idea of consistency. And obviously in the food business, that's always an unknown because if you're dealing with farmers, for instance, you might get a great bushel of tomatoes this week and then it rains and they all fall off the vines. And next week you don't get as many tomatoes. Or if you're dealing with meat, you might get wonderful brisket one week. And the next week the guy comes in and says, you know, I didn't think this would meet your standards and you have to take it off the menu. So that's one of the biggest challenges for everybody who's a holdout. They have to maintain that consistency because you get up to a high level and people talk about you if you fall at all.
What can businesses, Mickey, like Zingerman's and these other hometown holdouts that you profile in your ebook, what can they teach other businesses, especially these ones that are just getting off the ground?
The most important thing that I learned from everyone that I talked to, whether they were in New Orleans or Chicago or Ann Arbor or elsewhere, was that they all have a passion for what they do. They have found an idea, they have refined the idea, and they've remained true to the idea. And so they're doing it because they can't imagine doing anything else. That seems to be the delineator. If you go into this thinking, I'm going to come up with an idea and there will be 100 of what I'm doing, that may not work because the first one didn't fit any level of standard. The other thing I think is important with the companies that I write about is they're all giving back to their communities. They're all dedicated to their communities. They've all created networks with their communities. And so if you go to Ann Arbor, you know Zingerman's or Monahan Seafood, which is in the Carytown market. If you go to Detroit, you might know a place like Sinbad's, which is one of my favorite restaurants, or the Roma Cafe, which is in Eastern Market. If you go to Grand Rapids, it might be Hopcat. If you go to Chicago, it might be Smoke Barbecue. And these are places that are as much about their community as they are about what they're selling.
Mickey Maynard, her new ebook is Hometown Holdouts, Business Lessons from Food Stars Loyal to Their Roots. Lots of good business sense and lots of thoughts of great eating in your ebook, Mickey. It's always great talking with you.
Thank you so much, Cindy.